This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A suicide bombing in Pakistan killed at least 52 people and injured more than 50 on Friday at a religious gathering to mark the birthday of Prophet Muhammad in a restive province bordering Afghanistan, health officials and police said. No group has claimed responsibility for the blast, which come amid a surge in attacks by militant groups in Pakistan, raising the stakes for security forces ahead of national elections scheduled for January next year. U.S. President Joe Biden led off a fiery attack on Donald Trump Thursday, warning his predecessor and his Make America Great or MAGA movement is a threat to American democracy. Reuters correspondent Almond Lee reports.
Biden chose to make the latest in a series of speeches at an event to honor the late Senator John McCain, a one-time prisoner of war who Trump at one point denounced as, quote, not a war hero.
There's an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy, the MAGA movement. Not every Republican, not even a majority of Republicans, adhere to the MAGA extremist ideology. I know because I've been able to work with Republicans my whole career.
Arizona is likely a battleground state in next year's presidential race, and Trump is Biden's likely opponent with a firm lead in recent polls.
Reuters correspondent Almond Lee. Armenian officials say more than 70% of Nagorno-Karabakh's original population have fled the region for Armenia. It comes as the separatist government of Nagorno-Karabakh says it will dissolve itself and the unrecognized republic will cease to exist by the end of the year. This is VOA News. Niger's military junta says an attack by Islamic extremists in western Niger killed at least a dozen soldiers and wounded seven others. The West African nation's defense minister says the soldiers were on a mission when hundreds on motorcycles attacked them Thursday. The junta claimed military personnel killed 100 extremists and destroyed their motorcycles and weapons. Niger has battled insurgencies linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group for years. Attacks have increased since mutinous soldiers toppled the country's democratically elected president in July. Exiled Afghan female athletes are participating in the 2023 Asian Games in China. They say they want to raise awareness of the plight of women in Afghanistan who are barred from playing any sports in the country. Waheed Faizi has the story, narrated by Elizabeth Cherniff.
The Afghan women's volleyball team is preparing for its first Asian Games in a training center in Hangzhou, China. Most of these players arrived from Iran, not their native Afghanistan, where the Taliban has banned women from playing any sports. The athletes say they want to play for the women of Afghanistan who are deprived of their rights. Some of these players fled Afghanistan for Iran after the Taliban seized power in August 2021. For Waheed Faizi, Elizabeth Cherniff, VOA News.
The midnight Saturday U.S. government shutdown deadline is closing in fast with no agreement in sight. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
White House is telling its workers to prepare for a shutdown. According to communications obtained by the Associated Press, the House passed bills to fund the Departments of Defense, Homeland Security, and the State Department. But House Speaker Kevin McCarthy insists he won't take up Senate legislation designed to keep the federal government running, telling reporters Thursday he still has time to get it all done.
We will pass a continuing resolution. Bring that rule up hopefully on Friday that would keep government open.
In the event of a shutdown, Social Security, veterans' disability, and Medicare payments would not be affected, but many federal offices would close. Some workers would be furloughed, and paychecks would begin to be halted within weeks for millions of workers and military troops. Jennifer King, Washington.
The leaders of nine Southern European Union countries are meeting in Malta on Friday to discuss common challenges such as migration. The nations represented Friday include host Malta, France, Greece, Italy, Croatia, Cyprus, Portugal, Slovenia, and Spain, with the exceptions of Slovenia and Croatia. The countries all rim the Mediterranean Sea. I'm Joe Ramsey.